Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Thank you once again for tuning in. This is your wellness radio station brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Something would be amiss, and I would be remiss if I didn't give you the email address at least once,
oh,
right?
Oh, I forgot about that.
wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And there you are, questions, comments, thoughts for shows, questions for Margaret today.
Yeah.
If you've got something you want to ask Margaret, there's your email link to her. We can find her and
I think Scott
get an answer.
Yeah, Scott's staff is working on a Facebook page.
Yeah, we will emerge into social media when we are ready and it works for us. And you know, it's funny because it's a lot. If you want to engage in social media, it really requires kind of a very scientifically planned and concerted effort. Otherwise, you're just kind of spinning your wheels.
So does that mean that we as the county employees will have access to Facebook?
I can say probably not.
And also, just in case you missed our radio show, the earlier part, you can always access it through our podcast at kxoradio.com. And you have a lot of shows from the past.
Indeed, you do.
And this current one, too.
So we are joined today by Margaret Strong, and she's the director of the Holtville chapter of the Yellow Ribbon Suicide Prevention Program. We want to thank her, A, for coming aboard, but B, for having such an easy to say title that I can't even mess it up because, man, names, titles, it's all over the place. Yours is very clear and easy. Thank you, Margaret. Welcome back.
You're so welcome.
So we were talking, and we kind of started edging into this in break, but I got a good kickoff question. And we were talking a little bit before we went to break about, you know, if we could somehow perfectly control the world and eliminate all the things that we consider to be risk, like bullying and some of the influence of social media and some of the pressures and strains for youth in our world today, I want to go out on a limb. I want to suggest that even if we perfectly managed that moment and their environments, we would not eliminate thoughts of suicide, because it's really hard to anticipate what somebody's loss or somebody's grief or somebody's pain might be and where that might be coming from. Is that fair, Margaret?
I think that's very fair.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are mind readers. I used to say early on that if only I'd had a crystal ball, you know, if only I'd had the ability to see what was in my children's minds and the hardships that they were facing. And as Maria, you and I were talking about how frequently kids aren't going to tell you how their day really was. They're going to say fine or okay or whatever, or you have a way of getting your kids to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us don't have that ability, and if you don't have it and if they're not willing to talk to you, how can you see what's coming?
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.